You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
The subway. No one could understand. How could they? I don't even understand myself. I never dreamed I could actually do anything like this. Well, maybe I dreamed it, but I always thought my fantasies would stay fantasies. I'm still in shock. I couldn't stop myself. Or him. I feel ready to burst, and I don't know who to trust, but I have to tell somebody. What happened is, I was coming home from work. It was about 5:30. I ride the subway. There were about 100 people in the car. Personal space was non-existent. Elbows digging into my side, briefcases banging my shins, tired and stale air. So on this trip, I was pleasantly surprised to inhale a strong, masculine aftershave as I wedged myself into the wall of riders. I turned my head slightly. The scent came from the man directly on my left. Streaks of silver jetted through his black hair. Exquisitely dressed, he radiated power. All in all, he was rather intoxicating. He caught me looking, and his lips curved into a smile, revealing a row of startlingly white teeth. I turned quickly and looked out the window at the rushing darkness. I caught my own reflection in the window. My long, dark hair was wavy from the humidity, and my skin seemed to glow. Then I caught his reflection. He still smiled. My chest rose and fell noticeably as I took a nervous intake of air. He was watching me. Part of me wanted him intensely. The other part only wanted him a lot. As we sped through a tunnel, it happened. The car jerked, and I suddenly felt something pressing against the back of my hand. I tried to push whatever it was away, when I suddenly realized what I was pushing against. I drew in a sharp breath and glanced up. The man was smiling at me with the same upturned lips. I was in shock. I didn't know what to do. Then I realized he was still pressing his stiff member against my hand, and I raised my arm up abruptly and shifted my body away. I felt both revulsion and excitement. Without knowing it, I had now placed myself directly before him. Another jerk of the subway train, and suddenly I felt him pressing against my butt. I stood still, in disbelief, as he stayed right there, not moving away, but firmly pressed against me. I was gonna say something, but my nerve failed me. In all honesty, I hadn't been this close to any man for a long time, much less one so deliriously attractive. It also felt good to have a man's body pressing against mine, even a stranger's, even in a subway. It was undeniably stimulating. With each jerk of the subway car, I felt him press deeper. I told myself I could leave at any moment, but I was getting aroused, and I remained standing where I was. I felt guilty about what I was doing, but then I figured it happens all the time at dance clubs. Besides, what could I really do? There was barely enough room to breathe, let alone move anywhere. At the next station, the subway car screeched to a stop, and as the riders began moving out to the platform, a low voice whispered in my ear, "Next time, wear a skirt." I turned my head, but no one was there. The stranger had already stepped out of the car and was disappearing among the milling crowd on the platform. That night, I lay in bed, thinking about the handsome stranger. I couldn't believe his nerve. To push himself against me and then tell me to wear a skirt the next time? Who did he think he was? There was not going to be a next time. Yet, I had to admit, I was fiercely attracted to him. I wasn't even so annoyed by his arrogance as by his getting me so hot and then abandoning me. The next morning, I deliberately put on pants. Two could play this game of erotic frustration. Better yet, I thought, and went back to my bedroom and threw open my closet. I pushed aside racks of clothes. I knew what I was looking for. A skirt. And not just a skirt. A mini skirt to slip into after work. Maybe. Just in case. I could wear it to taunt the arrogant stranger. I wanted to frustrate the hell out of him. At the end of work, I went to the bathroom and slipped out of my pants and into the bit of cloth that passed for a skirt. I wanted the handsome stranger to get just as hot and bothered as he had gotten me, and then I'd abandoned him just as abruptly. I entered the same subway car at 5:30. I glanced around. He wasn't there. I felt a measure of disappointment mixed with relief. Then I saw him in the rear door window of the next car. He was smiling at me. At the next station, he walked down the platform and pushed his way into my car. He was wearing a dark suit with a crisp white shirt and silk tie of deep blue. He worked his way over to me, and at the sight of my miniskirt gave a curt nod of approval. I flushed at his thinking I really was wearing it for him, when I was wearing it as revenge. Before I knew it, he had maneuvered himself behind me. I could smell his aftershave once again, a sudden jerk of the car, and I felt his stiff member press into me. I wanted to pull away, but as my heart pounded in my ears, I felt powerless to do anything. The subway car clattered and screeched as it went around a corner. I felt him step back, with relief. I took a half step forward, but another jerk of the car threw me against him, and this time I felt his hand clamp onto my hip. His voice came soft and low in my ear. "Careful now, or you'll hurt yourself." His hand remained on my hip. His grip was strong. Here was an audacious man who was unafraid when it came to taking what he wanted. My skirt lifted suddenly, and I felt the back of his hand brush against my left cheek. His hand turned over, and I felt him massage my cheek with his fingertips. Then he grasped it firmly. I wanted to cry out, but no words could escape my mouth. I suddenly felt his index finger slowly slip down to right between my legs. Lightly, he stroked his finger over the fabric of my panties. I gasped, but no one seemed to notice. The subway picked up speed as he continued to stroke me with the tip of his finger, back and forth. Unable to stifle myself any longer, I let out a small moan. "Shh, quiet now," he whispered in my ear. I thought he might leave me right then again, but he wasn't finished yet. He worked his finger underneath my panties, and with one swift gesture, slipped it all the way inside me. Keeping his finger there, he tormented me by not moving it at all. I found myself gently rocking my hips. Between the rocking of my hips and the rocking of the subway car, I felt I was going to explode. Just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, I felt a second finger of his slide inside. I bit down on my lip, trying to silence my groans of pleasure. With the first wave of orgasm, a shudder coursed through me, flying up my spine, causing a soft sigh to escape my mouth. One woman a few feet away looked at me, but at that point I didn't care if anyone noticed. I was leaning my whole body into the handsome stranger, and with the slow rocking of the subway, I slowly built to my second orgasm. Just when I was on the brink, he withdrew both his fingers and whispered in my ear, "Tomorrow, skirt, no panties." I know I shouldn't meet him tomorrow, no matter how handsome and compelling. But I'm sitting here naked, setting out my outfit for tomorrow. I've picked out a skirt, not pants. It's on my chair with my bra and my blouse. Beneath the chair are my shoes. I've forgotten my panties. I wonder if in the morning they'll remain forgotten. I wonder if I'll get on the same subway car again. I wonder.